You came from the cities, towns, and outposts of America. You came in quest of a title, in quest of the pride, spirit, strength, and honor forged for 200 years into a single word, Marine. San Diego, California, training grounds of the United States Marines. The sounds you are about to hear portray the unforgettable weeks of Marine Corps boot camp. The training is tough, our nation's toughest. To some who hear these sounds, the training will seem too tough. The names of San Diego and Camp Pendleton will seem but aliases for sweat, sacrifice, and harsh discipline. Marines know better. They know other names: Belleau Woods, Tarawa, Iwo Jima, Inchon, Quezon, names that caused America to say, thank God for the Marines. And Marines know that boot camp is where Marines are made. Here then are the sounds of boot camp, the training of a United States Marine. Begins in the middle of the night. A busload of new recruits arrives at receiving barracks, Marine Corps Recruit Depot, San Diego. Their lives are about to change.
Hurry up! Get up!
Marine Corps Recruit Depot, San Diego, California. The first word out of your mouth from this point on will be, sir. Do you understand this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Privates, the first thing we're going to learn is a position of attention. Legs will be held straight without stiffness to the knees, hips and shoulders level, arms hanging naturally.
In a few minutes, you are going to receive your first Marine Corps recruit haircut. You will be shaved completely bald. This haircut is not given to you for harassment purposes. It is given to you for sanitation and hygienic reasons. If you have any moles, scars, or infections,
if you got a mole, bump, knot, scar, anything protruding from your head, the minute you sit down in that chair, place your fingers up on whatever is in your head and let the barber know what is there verbally by saying, sir, the private has a mole in his head. If that's what happens to be in your
Those
head.
Those first days in the Marine Corps are a dizzying, double-timed world. A world of the half-minute haircut, of processing, testing, equipment issue, and a strong foretaste of boot camp discipline.
You better keep it closed up here, recruit. Hurry up, faster, faster, son. Hurry up.
Well, they told me it was going to be hard, and so I was expecting it. And really, I hadn't expected that much.
Depersonalizing is the roughest part. You're no longer an I, you're a private.
And everything was in such a state of confusion that you didn't have time to think.
They expect you to do what you're told. Now, when they say jump, you say how high on the way up.
Yeah, I knew how I was going to be when I first got here. And some of it I didn't believe, but after a while, I believed you.
All right, now I want you to look up here. We are going to come by and check you for these contraband items. You will sound off when we come in front of your red bin. No, sir, or yes, sir.
Come on, hurry up.
You're going to write your first name, your middle initial, and your last name.
What you're going to do right now, I'm going to call your name off. You're going to walk out towards that hatch over there, and there'll be a friendly drill instructor to meet you. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Adams.
Here, sir.
Allen.
Highlight of that first week of boot camp. You meet the Marines who'll run your life for the next 3 months. Your drill instructors. Your platoon commander.
For the next 90 days, or approximately 3 months, we will govern your lives. Everything you do will be on command. We will be told how to do it, what to do, and when to do it. You will do nothing until you're told to do it. You understand that?
Yes, sir!
We stress three things at recruit training. It's physical training, discipline, and marksmanship. When you leave here, if you don't know anything else, you'll know how to shoot a rifle. You'll know something about discipline, self-discipline, as well as discipline as a unit. And you'll be in the best physical shape you've ever been in your life. None of this is easy. It is all very hard. It's difficult. You're going to have to work.
Well, we're going to do it together. The drill instructors are going to help you do it, and you're the ones going to do it.
All right, we move out. I will give you the command.
The 11 weeks of formal training begin. They begin with the first fundamentals of close order drill. You had a lot to learn.
Yes, sir!
To stop this unruly mob, I'm going to say, platoon, halt! At that time, you freeze at the position of attention. You understand that?
Yes, sir!
Forward!
Malone, I saw
you. But you learn. You learned by a grueling, unrelenting process of drill and repetition, lubricated by the rhythms of cadence and command, electrified by the thunderbolt voices of the drill instructors, captured in the unforgettable sounds of the drill field.
Lay off right, lay off right, lay off right,
lay off right, lay off right, lay off left. Hold 30, full 30 off the pivot point. Maintaining 40 inches back to chest. Keep the head and eyeballs to the front. Don't round off the corner, first squad. You're moving the pivot point up right around Fort. I go. How about putting some pride in the body? Start marching like Marine recruits.
What is the purpose of marking time?
Cover in the line, hey!
That is the purpose of marking time.
Cover in the line, hey!
That's it.
Watch and touch your heels on line and touch it, sir.
Lean back, pull your shoulders back. Pull them back, pull them way back. March from the waist down, lean back and strut.
Left shoulder.
One, two.
Get them back.
All right, sir.
The right arm right now should be parallel to the deck. Wrist is not bent, it's straight. Rifle's 4 inches away from your body. The butt of the rifle is in front of the right hip. Rifle's 4 inches away. Muzzles up, bisect the angle formed by the neck and left shoulder. You understand?
Yes, sir!
Left shoulder.
Power. I better hear some snap, crackle, and pop out there in those weapons.
Go alive, man.
My turn. Pull.
Great.
You sound like a machine gun. I want to hear one pop.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
We'll cover this in detail again. But right now, we want you to get the basics so you become familiar with it. And then we'll work on snap. Now, in the book, this is a non-precision movement. In other words, they do not require this movement to be precision. However, being in the Marine Corps and the pride we do have, we're going to put some precision into it, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
That's it. All right, get on your feet. We're going to cover it step by step.
There is no other sound like it. The raw-boned cadence of a Marine drill instructor. Every recruit hears it in his sleep. He is leader, teacher, taskmaster. He is the bedrock of the Marine Corps, a stern, unsmiling perfectionist who dominates the recruits every waking hour, half his dreams, and all his nightmares. He is a drill instructor, unsung hero of immense responsibilities. He has one mission, one uncompromising dedication, to train the finest Marines he can for the good of the Corps, his country, and as he deeply believes, for the good of the men he so sternly commands. Appreciated or not, he has dedicated himself to them. He is a drill instructor, San Diego Marine Corps Recruit Depot, United States Marines. The Marine Corps builds men in mind, spirit, body. The body you brought with you isn't good enough for the Marine Corps. Together, you set out to build a new one.
Next exercise will be push-ups. 7 repetitions. 4 counts. 4 counts. Ready? Move.
The circuit course, crash course for developing strength, stamina, and resources you didn't know you had.
Bring up the legs, get on the bar.
No, all the way from Stephen Hammond.
Exercise. All right, gentlemen, remember, if you don't make it hurt, you're not going to do any good. Only you can push yourself. Only you can make yourself a Marine. We can show you how, but we can't do it for you. Let's show what you're made of. Remember, Travis, we are not the only ones working. All over the world, other nations are working. Other Marine Corps are working. If you want to be the best, you must work the hardest. Get outside the station double time. You should all know what to do at this time. I shouldn't have to tell you, Private. Let's have some motivation throughout the entire Corps. Change over!
Mile run, 2 mile run, 3 mile run. You earn the stamina and endurance of Marines. Mile after mile, shoulder to shoulder, the long runs echoed and sustained by the cadence of your platoon. Challenging as boot camp is to your body, it challenges your mind, too. Classroom hours are crammed with instruction, with facts, figures, with a proud 200 years of Marine Corps history.
1918, at 0505 in the morning,
a thin line of Marines stepped out of their trench lines on their attack. This was Bella Wood.
General MacArthur has said when he made his landing here in the Philippine Islands, members of the 11th Marines, an artillery regiment, had placed a sign above one of their guns. With the help of God and a few Marines, MacArthur has returned to the Philippines.
Now, we all know about Colonel Puller. We've followed his career through many years. Colonel Puller says, they're on our right, they're on our left, they're behind us, they're in front of us. They can't get away this time. This is the Battle of Korea.
But once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine, gang. You understand?
Yes, sir!
Always.
And we know the high standard that's been set for us. It's up to us now to maintain that high standard. If there are no questions, let's police up the brass and stand by to move out.
There are the stirring moments, the flag-raising ceremony of colors. And other sounds, the sounds of the big jets rising from Lindbergh Field. The welcome sounds, three times a day, of the chow line.
Let's go, Private.
Let's keep
it moving, Private. Keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving.
And the sounds of that fourth week of boot camp, the sounds of the scullery. And the sounds of the motivation sessions, SI, of bends and thrusts in the pits. And those rare moments taken from training. Moments of rededication and worship during the Sunday morning religious services. God, country, corps. Each embraced in the religion of the corps, in services which ended in the singing of another hymn. You meet another challenge face to face. The series commander's inspection. You learn to think under fire.
Gold, sir.
What color is the oak leaf on a major's collar?
Gold, sir.
What's the color of oak leaf on a colonel's collar?
Silver, sir.
What's your 11th general order?
Sir, Price 11th general order is. Talk. Sir, Price 11th general order is. What? Sir, if I forgot, sir. If I was taught, if I forgot, sir.
General orders!
General orders! Aye, aye, sir! Sir! The private first general order is to take charge of this post at all times.
Boot camp is no 8-to-5 world. The long days of training do not end on the drill field or with the day's last meal. The evenings in the barracks are crowded with the cadence of learning in the squad bays, with study, care of equipment, a hurried letter home, a last inspection, and the ritual of lights out.
Fire them out!
Sir! Fire them out! Aye, sir!
Ready! Out!
Taps, and you were alone with your last thoughts of the day, of another world called home, of loved ones far, far away.